There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Mercury has gone into retrograde. We'll make good out of it. If you look at the news or listen to the news or are surrounded by the news, you're beginning to think, hey, what do we do to eliminate Monday from the week? Let's start on Tuesday instead of on Monday with all of this stuff. The nine dead bikers. Oof. Jennifer is here, Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, for us to bring you up to date on some of the things. And I hesitate to pay much attention to this business, this rival biker group outside of a restaurant in Waco. This was in the middle of the day yesterday at a restaurant called the Twin Peaks. I guess you can go from there. So...
That was Molly. A TV show.
It was, yeah, and it's actually in the TV news today. that show
surprise,
coming back
surprise.
Again, yeah. So, what is there that we can add to this? If you it's so frustrating to have these sorts of things, and think about what causes this sort of thing. That's more. I'm into causes. Mm-hmm. How is it that grown men, and I guess there are some women involved in this as well. But I think all the people that are dead are men. How is it that people and their egos get to such a point that they can think that this is the most important thing in the world? What else is going on in their lives that this thing becomes as much a... I mean, it's almost...
Gangs are a business.
Animalistic.
Yeah.
Gangs are a business, and they were controlling their business, and how they control their business is through violence.
Yeah.
It's no different than the mafia
No, it isn't, but what makes
so
the human condition...
So when you get three gangs, four gangs, whatever, however many gangs it was together, at one restaurant to decide who gets what turf and who recruits who...
How did we get this way from Adam and Eve? How?
There was only one apple left.
Yeah, no, it really, I was reading something. I didn't sleep. I was awake this morning early, and I was reading a book about how we all sort of, where we came from. And how, if you believe, and it's not necessarily has to be the same real physical story that's in the Bible, but understanding where humanity comes from. And how it is the nature of humanity to want to get better so that when we're more spiritual beings than we are physical beings. If you believe in any kind of afterlife or continuation of life, you are here in a body to learn lessons. And so in this context, I was reading it for another reason, but I'm looking at this sort of thing and trying to figure out how in the world we as human beings get to the point of whether it's this sort of thing or going to war or, you know, just not getting along. When there's the point that the book makes in part is there's so much beauty all around us. Think about the beauty of the earth. I was looking at some pictures of my grandson and I from last weekend and thinking what sort of wonderful beauty is there in that. And if you find and look and try to concentrate and focus on the beauty, the good, the things that are really the essence of life, you go beyond all this stuff. So at what point do we stop? At what point in your life, if you have aggression toward others, does that start? Does it start early when you're a child?
I think this is all about aggression.
What is it about? Nine people were killed for no good reason.
For some of these people, this is all they know.
Wow, that's
like
the point.
In most other gangs, and it's a matter of protection as well if you're in this gang.
I understand that, but you're making my point. It's all mindless, ridiculous stuff that people get
survival. It's a matter of survival for them.
But, I think some people are evolved thinkers, and some people haven't gotten there yet.
That's part of the process. Maybe that makes my argument about spiritual beings just going on and learning their lessons from life to life.
How evolved
is
it when the banks do what the banks do and put people out of their homes and out of work and yeah. infringe on their survival, or these huge corporations who don't care if they're polluting the planet or not as long as they take theirs. It's just on a completely different level, but it's still dog eat dog.
Yeah, maybe. But why is it so
I didn't even realize that these motorcycle gangs even still existed.
Oh, see, I knew that they did because they drive by my house every Saturday.
Yeah, their headquarters are down the street from Jennifer's house.
Absolutely crazy.
I must be so out of touch in my little, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're suburbia. You're a little suburbia. Yeah, you don't see any of those people.
Who knew?
Yeah.
You know, I was so excited yesterday morning, actually, because it was awfully quiet around here. Because I'm not kidding. Every Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m., my only 2 days to sleep in. 7 a.m., just tons of noise, right?
Mm.
And yesterday, as I was leaving my house, I was going to go pick up my mom. We went to Trader Joe's. I decided to go through Starbucks. Never do it. As I'm driving up my street towards the Starbucks, there's like four motorcycle police officers that have all these motorcycle guys pulled over, and I applauded them as I went by. I was like, yay! Keep up this sting operation every weekend, please, sir. Thank you.
Well...
And that's just being selfish.
There's a lot of that stuff. It's interesting you say that because I saw four Framingham motorcycle policemen out in the road this weekend.
They were on high alert yesterday.
Well, going down the major thoroughfare, Route 9. And for what? What's going on? But it brings me back around, and I'm not going to oversimplify this, but looking at most of the things... The ISIS story about they apparently have taken Ramadi, and they may have the advantage in that circumstance. The other aggressive things that are going on in...
500 people killed in that.
In,
with ISIS over
yeah,
Iraq.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So there's that.
They're going quietly.
No. And the other things that are part of... What's going on here? We're celebrating the 35th anniversary, listen to this, of the deadliest volcanic event in the history of our country. Oh, isn't that great? So today is the 35th anniversary of the eruption of Mount St. Helens in Washington State.
Are we marking Why or
are we?
Celebrating?
Well, that's the point.
Celebrating
the
that.
Word that I saw in the first story was we're celebrating, but are
have
we?
Have you ever been to Mount St. Helens, Doug?
I have not. I've been close to it, Richie, but I haven't
you
been
You should
on.
Go, because if you went... You would celebrate. It is an amazing thing to watch this mountain grow
yeah.
back again.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, the force of nature to see all of these millions
see,
of trees
is.
Blown over like toothpicks. Yep. It makes you respect nature like nothing else you've ever seen.
Well, maybe that brings us around to some of the wild weather this weekend, Molly. Why don't you bring us up to date on some of the things that happened in the upper Midwest, the amount of damage that Mother Nature has wrought on us for whatever the reason. You can come to your own conclusion as to why it's going on, but it did go on.
In the plains on Sunday morning, there were 28 reports of tornadoes across 9 states, mm-hmm. Including Minnesota, Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, Iowa, and Louisiana. Severe weather, thunderstorms, damaging winds, large hail. A few tornadoes flared up, but once again in central states. Affecting, the span across all those states, and then several mobile homes damaged, as usual, and all of these things, and then 80 train cars were knocked over by the winds in Iowa. This was nasty. Also, more flooding in Texas around the Dallas-Fort Worth area,
yep.
and they're expecting some more bad weather today.
Could use some of that rain on the East Coast. Richie, how dry is it in Washington?
We got some rain Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Yeah
it's not bad.
Did you get some rain in L.A.?
It was a little too, definitely.
I thought you got some rain. Brendan told me it rained there yesterday. Right?
Yeah, it rained really well. Not yesterday, but the day before.
Like when the Nationals played the Padres in San Diego a couple days ago, there was a two-hour rain delay.
We had a nice big storm that came through.
Yeah, okay. So,
but we need more.
But the temperatures there are so much lower than they normally are, which is something, again, you come around to think about, okay, what's causing all of this? Is it? This is one of those other items that you wonder about the news media. Does the news media take responsibility for making us more aware of this, and thus do we think more about global warming because we know about more of these incidents? Whether you go back, there isn't, but there is a connection to so-called global warming or changes in the atmosphere or changes on the planet, going back to Mount St. Helens for a minute, that those eruptions, that eruption and those sorts of eruptions, volcanoes, lava, the things that come up out of the center of the Earth, the core of the Earth, is, according to some measurements, almost as warm as the surface of the sun. It gets that hot down there. If you go down 12,000 miles into the center of the Earth, it's a pretty volcanic, eruptive sort of an atmosphere. So that stuff pushes around, and it's what causes when that moves up the ladder, if you will, closer to the surface, it causes these problems that we have. And is that a part of all of that stuff spewing into the air? There have been many studies of that, Richie, the things that come out of the volcanoes that go up into the atmosphere and what that does.
It's all part of nature, pollute. Man.
Right, it is. It's all part of nature.
It is all part of nature. Into the core of the Earth?
No, it is. But that puts the reality onto those who keep saying it's man-made, it's created, it's man. Man is part of nature, and thus nature is taking its course. In this circumstance, it isn't what we like, but we don't like these tornadoes, and we certainly don't like any of the other things that affect us negatively. But look at how we've survived. There are more people alive today than there were last year this time, and 10 years ago, and 100 years ago, and 1,000 years ago, and 1,000,000 years ago. So that must mean we're in survival mode, like it or not. And so we're coping.
Hey, man, dinosaurs eating you one time.
Yeah.
Right. I'll take a pass on that.
Earth's warming up on you.
It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid bamboo for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get gorgeous, hand-scraped bamboo for just $189. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Really done.
All right, one hit wonder time on Good Day. Who sings this?
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Most important songs in rock history, Doug.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Couldn't prove it by me.
Oh, yeah. No. It
was it Friday I gave away the group I almost just did now? Video Kill the Radio Star. Who is it that does this? You tell us the name of the group at 888-302-3684. We'll send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder songs on it. 888-302-3684. Top of the music charts during this week in 1979. This one-hit artist group, actually a duo, Trevor Horn and Jeff Downs, the names of these
no
two.
No relationship.
Jeff Downs is no relationship to you? I'm surprised.
No.
First cousin of him. In the early years, they worked on jingles and helped produce records for other new wave groups from that disco era kind. This is not a disco song. Video Kill the Radio Star was released from their first album called The Age of Plastic. It was the very first music video played on the debut of MTV in August of 1981, and that's why it's so well known. Yes? So let's make a quick work of this. Actually, I wouldn't mind spending a little time on some of the winners from last night's Billboard Artist Music Award, Richie. So let's do this quickly. You had Chris ready. What are we doing here? Let's go to...
We can talk to Chris.
Chris, I can only do that if I move the thing down there like that and make that work. Hey, Chris, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing? Hello, Chris.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Morning. We're doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You don't know how starstruck I am when I'm next on the radio.
You know, I don't know how starstruck you are with what?
being on the radio. My dad's
why?
A big fan of the show.
Oh, your dad is. Well, why don't you, what's your last name?
Sherrick.
And what's your father's first name?
His name is Bruce. He's the one that actually gave me the answer.
Really? So why didn't he call instead of you?
Well, because he's kind of driving right now.
Oh, he is. Oh, okay.
Safety first. Good job.
Yeah,
there.
Safety first. Okay. Yeah. So do you both work at the same place? You go to work at the same time? Going to the same place? Is that it?
We work at the same place, but he goes in earlier than I do, so he was already saying the answer, and for the last several weeks, he's been giving us the answers, so...
Oh, really? You've been playing this, bro? You're playing along with
home
this?
Home edition.
Yeah, that's how I was like, watch, I did. Do you dare me to call it in? He's like, sure, if you want.
Yeah, go ahead. Why not? There we go. So, this is, by the way, a studio group for the most part. They never went on tour. They broke up a couple of years after this song was a big hit. They became members of the rock group Yes before that group broke up. What an interesting comparative or contrasting, if you will, Yes to this group. All right, what's the name, Chris? What are we looking for here?
The Buggles.
The Buggles, yes.
Good job.
This was it for them. Are you an MTV fan? Were you at that time? Or your father? Was he a fan of MTV?
Oh, my father was for sure. When I was growing up, they still have music videos, but they also were doing the game shows and stuff. So
did you know this by yourself, or you needed your father? You say he gave you the answer. If you had listened to it long enough, would you have figured out it was the Buggles or never?
No, honestly, I didn't know it. It was my dad, so I figured I would call it in for him.
All right. Well, let's send him the prize. How's that for a deal?
Sounds great.
All right, good man. Thanks a lot for the call. Hold on just a second, and Richie will work with you, and we'll make sure you get that CD. It's 28 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, I've talked about this before, but I was just at a major pet store the other day looking at toys for dogs and cats, and it really kind of freaked me out a little bit. As I was looking at them, I was noticing how many of these toys were made in very, very foreign countries. Would I give them to my pet? Chances are I wouldn't. I tend to buy stuff that's made in a country like England or even in South America or even, of course, in the United States. It's real important to check toys out carefully. I don't know what type of paint they may be using, what's inside of them. If the toy looks in any way, shape, or form like it may be dangerous, like if the dog chews it, it'll fall apart, or the little squeaker inside is going to pop out, or the dog can swallow the toy whole, just don't buy it. And a lot of people like their cats to play with strings, but cats can often get stuck with the strings in their throat. So be real careful. Look at the toys, pick them up, touch them, feel them, smell them. If it doesn't look right, move on. Maybe you should make some toys of your own for your pets. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid bamboo for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get gorgeous, hand-scraped bamboo for just $189. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find...
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. It's Monday morning. We're working our way through a lot of garbage from the weekend, and it really is, oh, man, what garbage. And I the highlight of the program, Jennifer Horn is here, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, ladies first. That's why I put Jennifer. Sometimes I don't always do that, but I think it's appropriate, frankly. The story from New York City over the weekend, the 9/11 memorial was evacuated. Molly, what was the reason for that?
Well, it turned out to be a hazardous material situation. The NYPD has confirmed that an excess of chemicals used to kill algae in the memorial's reflection pool triggered a strong chlorine odor.
Sure.
Police and firefighters evacuated the plaza for about 2 hours as a precaution while the city's Department of Environmental Protection tested the water. A spokesperson for the 911 memorial said rain Saturday night exacerbated the problem but emphasized that there were no health risks.
Yeah. All right. But just another way to fill the world, or at least New York City, full of fear.
So the pool guy shuts down the 9/11 memorial in New York.
There you go.
Yeah, too much algae in the film.
Ding, 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 ding.
And it was exacerbated by what?
By the rain.
There was
a
thunder shower.
There's dangerous rainstorms.
Right, exactly.
Well,
right.
New York.
But you remember, maybe you know, you all ought to remember acid rain.
Yeah.
Right? So that was
chlorine rain.
Right. Yeah, well, the chlorine was already on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just a little.
It gets evaporated now and it spreads around.
Yeah. All right, so using those numbers, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, we come back with a story that's good. Using those numbers, the elderly man who dialed 911 for food because he was hungry and couldn't move. The story now, a couple of days after that call, is quite the opposite of what his reality was. An operator came to Mr. Clarence Blackman's rescue this week after he dialed in for help. He's from Fayetteville, North Carolina, in his 80s. Returned home to an empty refrigerator after spending several months in the hospital. He had no one else to turn to, nobody in his family. He doesn't have anybody else.
So sad.
It is. So the operator arrived at his home with a box of groceries, and she made him some ham sandwiches.
Aww.
The good deeds, the food donations, all pouring in now for Mr. Blackman. He said, they keep bringing me. It keeps coming by the armloads. My cupboards are now full. I get so much food that he's called the food bank to share it with them.
When does it get to that point where you just don't have anybody? I mean, you know, if you stay single, become a golden girl. You know, get a group of friends together and live together, because really, that's rotten.
Go live in a retirement community. Get old in a retirement community.
Exactly. You know, have some friends. But good for these guys for helping him out. That's great.
Yeah, it was nice. He was hungry. He's been hungry before, he said. A lot of people can't say that, but I can. And I stand for anybody who is hungry. Let's help out those who are in need. And that comes back around to, there are those who would twist and turn the story around to, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and what do the rich do with all their money, blah, 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 blah. There are plenty of people around. All you have to do is ask, I find. Somehow or other, there's an organization here in Framingham that is dealing with the young children who are not able, because of their home situations, to do a number of things. They're just barely able to go. We found a boy who'd been wearing the same torn pants to school for a month.
Oh.
His teacher finally said something to him or about him, and it ended up in starting a program that, unbeknownst to me, I was the first supporter of. A man came to my house last year, and he explained what was going on in the program that town meeting had supported to a point, but then they didn't want to. Once they found out about it, it's kind of strange. Once they found out how bad it was, they stopped. They stopped funding what this guy was trying to do. So he came to me, and I don't know why he came to me, frankly. We weren't friends. We knew each other because we were both town meeting members, but we didn't really have a relationship. And he just asked me for some help. And I gave him a check, and it was a check that I probably ought not. I mean, when I think about it, you know, what I gave him was more money than I really had to spare. But he did such a good job of convincing me that it was something that needed to be done. He's a very earnest guy and does a lot of helping on his own. So I said that, and he used that to go around and collect a lot of money from a lot of people to keep this program going and to help support children. Because even in this is a fairly affluent western suburb outside of Boston. Yeah, it's a pretty moderately upscale. It's not like some of the other. There are some other communities that touch us that are much more upscale. But this is a reasonably strong community. And so to find children that are going to school that have worn the same torn pants to school for a month, and they don't have any other things. It came out that this kid didn't have a bed when they went to his house. And we have all of these people from these various agencies running around, child services, taking children away from their parents because they spank them or something. Where are they when it comes to these children that don't have clothing, they don't have food, they don't have a bed?
Yeah. And makes me think of the people that manipulate the system.
Yeah.
So these people that really need it don't get the help that they need.
And so I'm giving to help these children instead of the system that extracts money from me to supposedly use it to help these children. Instead, they're using the money to go take children away from their parents because of some, you know, blind, hidden reason that isn't anywhere near as important. Man, I don't want to see children abused. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying at all. But to have, I mean, what's worse? What's worse of an abuse? To have not enough food, not clothing, no bed to sleep on?
Well, but sometimes the parents can be concerned about asking for help because, like you said, then you get into the bureaucracy. Somebody might show up and take their kids away, saying that this is abusive if they don't have enough food or clothing. Instead of someone like this 911 operator that helped the older man, just showed up and helped.
Yeah. Well,
my wife works, she is a liaison for the Latino community for our local elementary schools, and this is exactly what she does, is when somebody specifically doesn't speak English and needs help with their kids' education, no matter what it is, she is the one that helps, is the intermediary between the county and the family. And she sees all kinds of crazy, and, you know, some of it's abuse and some of it's just where they just truly need help.
Yeah. Here's a sobering thought. One of the few remaining sections of Antarctica's ice shelf will be gone by the end of this decade, according to a new NASA study. What kind of consequences does that have? Well, maybe it'll get some water into California, but it'll be salt water.
Not the right way.
Not the right way. The ice shelves are disintegrating because the polar... this sort of reminds me, was it last half hour or last hour? I don't remember when we got off talking about the environment and what's going on in the environment and how it's dry here in the Northeast and it's cold in California and there are all these storms in the Midwest. What's going on? Every time these things come up, which are by definition anomalies, it's always global warming, global warming, global warming. The ice... the shelves that appear on the top and bottom of the planet, the so-called ice shelves that are connected to the North Pole, South Pole, that's where our axis is. That's the center of the Earth. And it appears to be shifting. So that now we find ourselves worried about whether we're going to be flooded out of our homes and we have coastal homes. Not likely to happen in our lifetime, but it'll probably happen. And the reason is because the planet itself is shifting on its axis, and the axis itself, the core, is always going to be in the middle, but where the poles are doesn't necessarily always... they aren't going to necessarily be in the same place. So it may be that this ice cap melts, and that where the ice cap is, as the world maybe twists down a little bit, what we now know as Greenland, let's say, or even England, some of the parts of the Northern Europe, may become the new North Pole. How mind-blowing is it to think of it that way when you think about what we know about the Earth works, how it works now, and how it may work a million years or 10 million years from now or a billion years from now. It's not that we're going to have to worry about it, but it's just really kind of bizarre. How many people, this is a good food for thought as you're chewing your Cheerios or whatever this morning. How long do you think man can last on the planet? When you look at the species of that have existed on this planet, the things that have come and gone, very few things still survive that have been around for millions.
Don't you think that's why they're investigating so much into, or investing so much into space travel?
Yeah, Mars.
At some point, we're going to have to get out of here and colonize somewhere else.
Yeah.
Ruin another planet?
Or is it that we're ruining it?
Or maybe.
Or just that each thing has a lifespan and our span is running out.
Maybe we'll evolve enough, Molly, so that that won't be the case.
You're such a positive thinker.
I hope so. It's 16 before the hour. Speaking of that, as we progress, let's do something better for our elimination. And because Father's Day is coming, is it 3 weeks from yesterday? When is Father's Day? 3 weeks? I think it's 3 weeks away. So make sure that if you got your mom a squatty potty for Mother's Day, you have potty parody and give your dad a squatty potty for Father's Day.
Potty parody.
Right.
A pink one and a blue one.
Yeah.
Jennifer, we were at my son's baseball team had their team pictures. So the whole Little League had their team pictures.
I saw the rubber ducks.
The rubber ducks. And the photographer sat on this small plastic rounded stool with the Cars movie logo on it.
So what you're saying is a squatty potty, not only good for elimination, also good for photography.
Exactly.
There you go.
You just need a small little multi-purpose.
All right. Multi-purpose squatty potties.
Yeah.
Squatty potties allow you to squat fully, relax your colon, and that results in an easier and more complete elimination.
Nobody wants a stressed out colon.
No. I don't want that. Squatty Polly, Squatty Polly, Squatty Potty.
Wait a minute.
Polly want a cracker.
Squatty Molly. Engineered so you can mirror the angle and efficiency of natural squatting, the natural way your body works. And when you're not using it, it conveniently stores under your toilet. Created by a son for his mom, but still perfect for your dad as well. Perfect for everybody, actually, when you get right down to it. And it's sold like, it's an amazing company, actually, how it's grown. And it's all so much, it makes so much sense. It's difficult to talk about. Sometimes we have fun with this. Sometimes it seems, oh my, we're talking about it. It's like, oh, it's one of those oh my things. Available at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores or at SquattyPotty.com. But the best way for you to get it, having listened to the Doug Steffen Good Day program for as long as you have, here's the payoff. You text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511, and that way you get a special coupon, which will save you 20% off one Squatty Potty or 20 of them. However many you want.
It's a coupon.
It's a coupon coupon. Text Doug to 511-511 and save 20%. That's the only way you can do it. You can order it other places, but you'll save 20% by using my name and the code Doug to 511-511. Give a Squatty Potty to your father for Father's Day. Text Doug to 511-511 and save 20%.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
A recent study finds that millennials' approach to their finances is a unique combination of optimism and realism. Northwestern Mutual's Chantel Bonneau explains.
While millennials are confident about achieving financial goals, they're not taking any chances. Our 2015 Planning and Progress study shows that this group is not relying on traditional safety nets to cover their future needs. In fact, almost half of millennials have spoken to someone, family, friends, or an advisor about retirement, which is the first step to successful planning.
What steps are millennials taking to build financial security?
Bob, we found that Gen Y is mature beyond their years when it comes to financial instincts and discipline, and more likely than older generations to set financial goals. They're prudent, sensible, and focused on saving.
For more information, visit themintgrad.org. That's themintgrad.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Now 53, well, it's not 53, what am I talking about? It's 47 past the hour.
Yeah.
Jennifer would like to bring us up to date on some of the latest television news. So, Jen, where do we start?
Let's start with Twin Peaks, Peggy, because this has been a rumored revival for quite some time. And David Lynch, who was one of the original creators of Twin Peaks, was going to be with it, and then he wasn't. Well, now he's back again, David Lynch returning to the Twin Peaks project. This was a month after he announced he was leaving Showtime's 9-episode Twin Peaks revival due to a dispute over budget. Well, he alerted his Twitter followers this week that he's back on board with the project he co-created with Mark Frost. He said, "Dear Twitter friends, the rumors are not what they seem. It is happening again." So, good news if you are a Twin Peaks fan. Now, this name I hadn't heard in a while, Dougie. Elian Gonzalez. Remember him?
Yeah.
He did the inner tube shuffle on Over from Cuba not so long ago.
Tubular.
Well,
genius. What is that? Tubular Bells. Remember that old song?
I don't.
Instrumental.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, keep me informed.
He was, if you don't remember, Elian Gonzalez was the child that was seized by U.S. officials in Miami back in 2000. Well, now he's old. That time has marched on.
21 now.
He's 21 years old, and he did an interview with ABC. It's going to start airing in bits and pieces throughout the week. Good Morning America, World News Tonight with David Meir, and Nightline will have clips from that interview starting today. So check that one out if you're interested in how he's doing at 21 years old. Jude Law has got a new job. Everybody goes to TV now. All these film stars go to TV. He's the new Pope. Mm-hmm. Well, not the kind that lives in the Vatican. He's actually going to play a fictional Pope in a story for HBO called The Young Pope, which is a miniseries directed by Italian filmmaker Paolo Sorrentino.
Really?
It's very exciting.
So the young
person
is a pope that gets pope on rise at about 25 years old or something? Or?
Yes, that's
instead of being an old pope, he's a young
age.
Pope.
He's
a popeanized, really. Canonized, whatever it is. 51 after on Good Day.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart.
Dr. Ken Kronos joins us here on the Good Day program. There's a study out, a large study that touts the benefit of vitamin B3, Ken, in lowering the risk of most common types of skin cancer. Are you buying that?
Actually, it's not a large study. It's only 386 people. They only studied them for 1 year, and they found that it suggests that there may be a lowering of a risk of skin cancer, and they excluded melanoma from the list. And the authors themselves in the original report of this study that was published in the medical journal state that this is not adequate information to recommend taking vitamin B3 to lower your risk. And unfortunately, the media left this out.
Now, let's see. This is another perfect example of the news media taking something and running with it irresponsibly. You say you've done the research, you've read the paper, the news media is saying this is a large study. You say, no, it's not a large study. So here we, but once again, this is a big, we tout, oh, this is great. Everybody should get on vitamin B3 because you won't get skin cancer. And it's bogus. So exactly. There's the information.
Yeah. And niacin, B3 in significant amounts can actually do your liver some harm, and you should always talk to a doctor about taking pharmacologic levels of the B vitamins.
Exercise during pregnancy does what?
This is so important. This is out of obstetrics and gynecology. Doug, healthy activity reduces the risk of having a large baby and the need for a cesarean section without changing the risk of having a small baby or an earlier baby. So women, if you're pregnant, talk to your doctor before you start, but you can. You know, when I was in medical school decades ago, we didn't have women exercising. I would have failed if I had recommended that, but this is okay. 30 minutes a day, 5 to 7 days a week, it's good for you.
All right, I'm guessing I'm not going to have a heart attack because the strength of my handshake is something that puts people off because I squeeze so hard that people say, oh my God, why are you squeezing my hand so hard?
Mine's still aching from a year ago. Lancet Medical Journal, the strength of a person's hand grip, Doug, can predict the risk of heart attacks and strokes and is a stronger predictor of death than checking the systolic blood pressure. That's the top number of your readings. A grip test can be a simple, low-cost way to predict the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
So let's do this attention span. Americans now have the attention span of a goldfish?
Less than a goldfish. Our ability to multitask has drastically... our ability, Doug, to multitask has drastically improved in the information age, but unfortunately, attention spans have fallen. In 2000, the year 2000, the average attention span was 12 seconds, but this has now fallen to just 8 seconds. The goldfish is believed to be able to maintain a solid 9-second attention span. This is a report from Microsoft out yesterday.
There you go, Richie. All right.
There you go.
Dr. Ken and Superbeats. What's the story? Why should we be on Superbeats?
Doug, this is my favorite new product. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain a normal blood pressure and normal heart rate, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in our bodies. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Superbeats, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide, to help your circulation stay healthy. Superbeats, it's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
800-655-4183 for Superbeats. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Get a 30-day supply free with your regular order. Call 800-655-4183 right now and order. You'll get free shipping mentioning Dr. Ken's name. 800-655-4183. Superbeats. Get that blood to all of the important areas of your body, as he suggests. 800-655-4183 for Superbeats.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog
Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.